I think I'll go home now. That's how I announced the mid-afternoon end of my workday in KWMT-TV's newsroom. For good reasons, including, but not limited to, that I'd worked enough extra hours lately to challenge a calculator. First, in resolving a murder, along with several cohorts. Most of those cohorts, joined by more KWMT staffers, then worked with me to produce a special. That was just the beginning of the extra hours. As a result of the murder investigation, newsroom staffing had gaps. I can't say we had a vacuum in leadership, though our previous leadership did suck. What they left behind was more like a dustbuster with a dying battery. But they had filled chairs. I'd been available for substitute chair filling over these weeks because the backlog of segments of Helping Out with E.M. Danaher could dam the Mississippi River. As far as my non-regular beat went, I figured we were due a long, quiet spell with no more citizens of Cottonwood County, Wyoming, killing someone or getting themselves killed. We don't have that many residents to start with. We can't afford to lose more. As tired as I was, I'm sure I would have noticed a murder, so I felt safe saying, so far so good, on the no murders front. All in all, I could use a short day and a nap before tonight's session of Contributions and Inventions of Native Americans, a community college course I was auditing. That was no reflection on instructor O.D. Everett. It was the result of devoting too few of my sparse non-working hours to sleep. A lot of things on my mind. The station in Sherman, Wyoming, in case you couldn't guess, the smallest TV market in the country, was on the sales block, and the leading candidate to buy it was renowned for closing newsrooms. Leading candidate? The only candidate I'd learned of. Ideally, someone would have responded to my going home announcement with, "Sure, go home, get some rest, you deserve a break. Nobody deserves it more." I wasn't surprised nobody did. Though waiting and not knowing meant the newsroom bullpen was not a fun place at the moment. I was surprised Jennifer Lawton said to me, "You can't. Someone's coming to talk to you." Jennifer's officially a news aide and unofficially a whole lot more, especially within the small group of us who've dug into a number of mysteries in the past year and a half. Who? You wouldn't know her name. What does she want to see me about? She'll tell you. She should be here any minute. In other words, Jennifer didn't want to tell me why this mystery woman, at least I knew the gender of someone, was coming to talk to me, which did not bode well. And in more other words, Jennifer didn't know exactly when this woman would arrive. Have her make an appointment for tomorrow. No. Jennifer turned her back to me and resumed her work. No. And a turned back are among my least favorite things in the world. Right up there with Brussels sprouts. It's decidedly personal with Brussels sprouts. With no and the turned back, it's professional. It's my job to ask questions. Then, as a TV reporter, to make sense of the answers and bring news and useful information to viewers. I'd done that while my TV journalism career traveled through Dayton, St. Louis, Washington, D.C., and New York before crash landing in, you guessed it, Sherman, Wyoming, for complicated reasons involving the shallowness of TV news, my once considerable salary, a personal betrayal, pitfalls in my network contract, and the machinations of my vindictive ex-husband. Mostly my ex. The size of the market doesn't change the value of the questions. They are how we find out things in this world, especially things other people don't willingly tell us. That's where my dislike for no and the turned back comes in. These past weeks, I discovered I also dislike being asked questions when I don't know the answers. Make that singular. When I don't know the answer to the question behind whatever my coworkers said. What's going to happen to KWMT-TV, to them,